starts your day that's away in northwest London. Thursday, 3rd of Tammuz, 22nd of June, Rabbi Elchanan Herrera Shlita, Shofaros, live presentation. This week's Torah and sponsor Lenishma is Rabbi Yosef Ben Ramosha, Hashem Yimkim Domo, Harold Basha Bas Rabbi Yosef, Hashem Yimkim Domo, Chana Bluma Bas Rabbi Yosef, Hashem Yimkim Domo, the Ziyatzai was on the 15th of Sivan, and the Shulamis Bas Rabbi Yehuda Leib, and the Shalom, the Ziyatzai was on Shabbos.
Well, you should take a picture today. Good morning. So, I know you might not be Bali to Ikea, but still, when you learn about the mitzvah, it gives you some chavivos for the mitzvah, and also it makes it easier to understand when you learn the Mishnahs in Rosh Hashanah or the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shofar to understand what is the mitzvahs of what we're talking about. So I'll just read first the first leaf in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tuf Kuf Pei Vav. I'll read it through, and then I'm going to explain on the horns how we understand exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is saying. So he says, Shofar shel Rosh Hashanah mitzvosi bishel ayil. The mitzvah of the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah is to take a shofar from an ayil, which is a ram. V'kofuf, and it should be bent, it should be twisted. But Yavet, if someone hasn't got a ram or twisted, any shofar is kosher. Bem shutim ben kfufim, whether straight or bent. Vishel poro bat, there is one which is posul, shel poro posul, a shofar of a cow, of a bull, is posul, bechol gavon. So that's one shofar which is posul completely. V'chein kane roiva chayos, and also the horns of most of the wild animals, shehem etzem echod, because they are only one bone, ve'ein lohem bifnim zachus, they don't have a zachus inside, means inner core, and therefore they are obsolete. So we see here that all the shofaros, all the horns are kosher besides two, the cow, and also, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kane roiv achayos." Most of the chayos. So we'll see there is something which is a bit difficult here. V'chein shofar shel be'ed erem says, "V'chein shofar shel be'im tmeo." A shofar from an animal which is not kosher is possible. Okay, but besides that, everything is kosher. So it's a bit difficult because it says, "Kane roiv achayos." Most of the wild animals. So if then it's not called a sheforos ksheiros, it's most of the sheforos are from chayos, because there's only three types of kosher animals, of kosher behemoths, and seven chayos. So if most of the chayos are possible, so most of the sheforos would be possible. But I think there is a mistake here, and I'll explain to you. So now we're going to start off by explaining how a horn grows. So those are horns from a ram. As you can see, the horn is made out of two parts. There is the inner core, which is called the zachus, the male part, which is the inside part. And this is the shofar. Okay, so how does it grow? Baby animal is born without horns, and a bone starts growing out of the head, and it gets covered with a layer of keratin, which is the same material as the nails, and it gets thicker and thicker, and as the animal gets older, it gets bigger, and by a ram, it gets twisted, it gets this twist more and more and more. So as you have seen, it's hollow inside because of the bone. But the bone is only going till here, so the shofar is only hollow till about here. Okay, so the rest, you've got to drill a hole. Now, how do you drill a hole in such a shape? You can't. So there are two ways to make a shofar. The simplest way is what most shofars are, the way they are done, is they straighten out this part with heat, with fire, they heat it up, and then they put it in a press, and they straighten it out. So you see most of shofaros are straightened out. Now, Rav Hai Goen doesn't like that, and he writes that the shofar shouldn't be changed. The shape of the shofar shouldn't be changed. So how do you do a shofar according to Rav Hai Goen? So there is another way to do it. which is to cut off a big part of the shofar, till where you can drill a straight hole, till the part which is already hollow. The only problem with that is that you end up with a shofar which is quite wide at the mouthpiece and you can't put it in your mouth. So the etza is to shave off from the outside till you reduce the outside, the thickness, and you get a small mouthpiece which you can fit in your mouth. I had one, but somebody once bought it for me. So it's not so, it's also a bit more difficult to blow because the hole is not so long, so it's a bit different, but it can be done. But most shofars are straightened out here and then drilled through. Now, in the process, you get some cracks because you put a lot of pressure and it can crack. So a lot of shofars, you will see some cracks here. Now, they can be only superficial from the outside, and then it's not a problem. But if it goes through and air comes out, it can be a psul. So that's one thing you need to be careful when you buy a shofar. The other problem with shofars is you can end up doing holes. You know, if you don't know how, you know, sometimes you can miss and go out, you drill a hole through, and when you've got a shofar, a nice shofar, people who make shofars, and it's a bit tempting to when you've got a nice shofar and you just made a hole, to fill it up with some nice stuff which you don't see, you know, you polish it and you don't see it. So that's why it's important to buy a shofar with a hechshar, where it has been checked by somebody who understands a bit about shofars, and therefore you know that you can rely that it hasn't been filled or anything which would puzzle the shofar. So that's how a shofar is normally done. You straighten out. Now, like we said, there is an inside core. When you take it out, it becomes hollow. And that is the lotion of shviferes. Shviferes, shofar is the lotion of shviferes, which means a pipe, which is something which is hollow. So a shofar is only kosher by a horn which is hollow.
So straighten up is also
kosher? So straighten up, according to most poskim, is okay. Yeah, as long as we don't change, we'll see later, if you change I don't know how to do it, but if you open up this part and you reduce this part and you blow from here, that is also possible. We'll come to that.
So when you remove the shofar from the animal, you're leaving the bone behind?
No, they cut it off.
They cut it off.
You can't remove it because it's stuck to it. So they cut it off, you let it dry for a few months, and once it dries, it shrinks, and then you knock it out, and it comes out, it falls out. So the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah said, as a shofar roi, it doesn't have to be shechted, as long as it's a kosher animal. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, as a shofar roi Rosh Hashanah, shofar shel Rosh Hashanah shel Yoel Poshut. Tanakama said it should be from a Yoel Poshut. A Yoel is the ibex. Rashi and Tosfos explain a steinbok, which is a mountain goat, which is translated the ibex, which is poshut, which is straight, not bent. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer b'Rosh Hashanah taken b'shel zchorim, and Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Rosh Hashanah we blow with a shofar from a male. A male means ayil, like we see the Lashon Ayilonis in Gemara, which is a woman who can't have children, which is a Lashon of male. Ayil is a Lashon male. So when Rabbi Yehuda says shel zchorim, it means shofar from an ayil, from a ram. And the aloha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that we blow with a shofar shel ayil. Now, we just saw before, earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, that it should be b'shel ayil v'kofof. It should be from an ayil, from a ram, and it should be twisted, ram. Now, everybody knows the reason why we blow shofar shel ayil, because of Akedah Sitzvah, right? Right? But that's not the main reason. Because it says v'kofof, it should be bent. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings that if you've got a shofar from a ram which is straight, okay, how is it straight? Maybe he hasn't grown so much, so he's still quite straight. And you've got a shofar from a different animal which is kofof, which is bent. Which one is better? Which one is more lechatchile? So interestingly, it says the kofof one comes before the ayil. Okay, why is that? Because there is another Mishnah where there is a machlekes if a shofar should be straight. No, so that's, sorry, it's the same Mishnah where it says, the Tanakhama says, Shefer Shalashon Shel Yoel Poshut, we should take from a Yoel, which is straight. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, we take from a Ayin. Now, the Gemara explains, according to Tanna Kamma, why is it better to take a Yoel, which is straight? So the Gemara says, because somebody stands in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, it should be straight. Straight means Poshut, he goes, he downs with Pashtus to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pashtus is better. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he says it should be kofuf. Why? Because a person should be kofuf in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we stand in front of a king, we need to be bad, not come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with gaive. Therefore, if we have got a choice between a ayil, which is straight, and a different one, which is kofuf, the kofuf comes before that. So I was thinking, you know, why is that? So, the inyan of Akedah Sitzrok is a massive inyan. We mentioned it in the Davin of Rosh Chodesh the whole time, Akedah Sitzrok. So I just thought a nice chat, which I'm sure you'll agree with me, is when you've got a choice, someone comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, you know, I've had the Elter Zeide called Yitzchok Avrom and the Akedah Sitzrok, I've got a lot of schusim, I deserve to be answered in my tefillahs. The Eibishter doesn't like that. Someone comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I've got no ma'asim, en bonu ma'asim, I've got nothing, I've got no schusoves, but I'm kofuf to you, I'm bent, I recognize you for the king, I'm be'achnoev in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that works better, it's more important than the union of Akedah Sitzrok. I think you will agree with me, it's a nice chat. Okay. Now, the next halacha is chutz mishel por, a shefer from a por, from a cow or an ox, is posul. And the Mishnah says, why? Because ein katiger nazis a niger because of the egel. The chet egel, he reminds the chet egel, like like we see that the king God, Yom Kippurim, doesn't go in with the big dezor because it's a reminder of Chet HaEgel. The same with the Shofar. Shofar says it's like Lifnai V'Lifnim. It's something which goes Lifnai V'Lifnim, like the avodah of the king God, Yom Kippurim, and therefore it shouldn't be a reminder of the eagle. That's the known reason, but the Gemara brings another two reasons. Ule says another reason because... Sorry, made a mistake. Let's go back. The Mishnah says the reason why we don't use the Shofar Shel Poro is because it's called Keren. It's not called Shofar, it's called Keren. So Rabbi Yossi says, but you see, all the Shofars are called Keren in the Torah, and therefore Rabbi Yossi holds that the Poro is kosher. So the Gemara asks, what's the machlokes? And the Gemara explains that the Tanna Kamma holds that a horn from a cow is never called in the Torah Shofar, it's always called a Keren. So it's only a Keren, it's not a Shofar. a Shofar Shel Ayil is called sometimes Keren and sometimes Shofar. But only something which is sometimes called Shofar is kosher. That's the reason of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara brings two other times. Ule says another time that the reason is because of the Ein Katiger Nasis Aniger, and therefore we shouldn't use a Shofar from a cow. Abaye comes and he gives another reason, and he says, because it says Va'avatem Shofar Teruah, you should blow with a Shofar, means one Shofar. And the Shofar of a cow, because it's made layers, it looks like a few Shofaros. It looks like Shnayim or Shlesho Shofaros. So people have got the difficulty to understand that till you see a Shofar from a cow. This is a Shofar from a bull. And if you look carefully, you can see layers. Can you see the layers? There are layers here?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because the shofar of the horn of a cow, it grows a bit different to other horns. It starts going off from this side, like this. Yeah? And it starts growing, and after a certain time, maybe half a year, a year, another layer starts growing on top, and another one. So every time, it doesn't start from the beginning, another, like all the other holes, there are layers growing every year, and it gets thicker and thicker, but all the way. Here, the new layer starts a bit further away. So when you look carefully, it looks like a stack of cups, one into the other, so it looks like a few different shofars. Can you see it? Okay, so we see the layers here, so it looks like a few shofars, and that's why is possible according to Abaye.
The horn should look
Yes, I'm going to come to that, yeah? And that's how it grows, because you've got a small animal has got a pointy, it's pointy, so it grows the white part, because it needs to be strong to fight with us. So it needs to be strong. If it would be attached from here, it wouldn't hold. So it's quite strong attached to the animal. So some people think they rose from here, and I explain to you why they've got this mistake, because of aloha, which is misunderstood. So we'll explain that in Mr. Shem if we've got time. Now, if I would ask you how many type of animals have got horns, would anybody know? No. Okay. I also didn't know before I went into it. So there are 9 animals, type of animals. You've got different species in the same animal, but 9 different type of animals who have got horns. How do we know that? It's a Gemara in Nida. It's a Rashi in Gemara in Nida. The Gemara in Nida brings Daphnun Vorum at base, I think. The Gemara says, "Kol sheyesh li karnayim yesh li tlofayim." It's like the simonim of kashrus is a klal. Any animal who has got horns has got hooves. Tlofayim is hooves. But Rashi explains hooves which are split, meaning that any animal who has got horns is kosher. Yeah, he's going to have split hooves, and therefore he's going to be kosher. V'yesh sheyesh li tlofayim ve'en li karnayim. But there are some animals who have got tlofayim, who have got split hooves, but no horns. So an animal which has got a horn is definitely going to be kosher because he has got split hooves. Now, split hooves doesn't mean it's kosher. You need also to chew the cud. But the klal is, according to Rashi, that's how Rashi explained, yesh li tlofayim means he's got split hooves, and therefore it's one of the animals which is kosher. V'yesh, but there is one which has got tlofayim, Rashi says, you know who it is, the chazir, who has got the split hooves but no karnayim. So we see from here that any animal with horns is kosher. Now, how many kosher animals is there? We only know 10. Yeah, the Gemara says the least, 3 behemoths and 7 chayev. So there are only 10 animals which are kosher. One of them don't have horns. Which one? Which one? Which kosher chayev hasn't got horns? You've been to the zoo? A giraffe. It's the only animal that's got no horns. It's got bumps in the head, but it's not horns. Yeah, it's bumps in the skull. It's not horns. So we've got 9 animals with horns, right? There are 2 more, but they're not kosher. But the truth is it's not right because it's not called horns, but you could ask. The elephant has got tusks, and the rhinoceros has got a horn. Now, we're going to see that I don't think they called, from the elephant, I don't think they called horns, because they're here, they're not here. And we'll see that there is another animal who has got some sort of tusks, and it's the wild boar. The wild boar has got, it's like teeth tusk, which grows out of the mouth, and it's hollow inside, it's like a little horn. But you see from Rashi, who says that there is an animal which got tlofayim and no horns, and is the chazir. Now, this chazir, if it's called horns, it's got horns. But the truth is, I don't think it's called horns, it's called teeth. It comes from the mouth. So I don't think the elephant is called horns, it's more tusks. So we've got 9 animals with horns. So we're going to go through the list. So the behemoths, there are 3 types of behemoths. These are behemoths that are lusher, seik sovim, and seizim. The ox, which we've seen is possible, the horns of the ox are possible, so we read it down to 8. Then we've got the seik sovim, and seizim, the kesev, the ram, and the goat. Okay, so we've got 3 animals, 3 behemoths with horns. One is possible, and the other 2 are kosher. So, lechatchile, The ayil is the one we use, it's the most lechatchila. But if you haven't got the ayil, the next best is the goat. Why is that? Because it's also called se'izim. So it's called se', which means sheep. So it's a bit the family, the same family of the sheep, and therefore there is the union of Akedas Yitzchok, the Zechel Akedas Yitzchok. So the second best after the ram is from a sheep, from a goat. So that's from a goat. They're quite easy to make those ones because they're not twisted, and it's quite easy. You don't need to bend them, so they're easy to make.
A ram is a goat.
Sorry?
A ram is a goat.
No, a ram is a sheep.
A ram is a male sheep.
Male sheep. Okay. Okay. Now I've got here a wild goat. A bit more impressive. That's a high wild goat. So that would be a goat would be the next one after a sheep. Now then we're coming to the chayes. So ayol, not ayil, ayol, which is so it's a machlokes ayol and tzvi, which one is the gazelle, which one is the deer. But Mishnah Berurah calls the deer the tzvi, like we call it. So ayol is a gazelle. That's the gazelle. If you have been to Givat Zev in Eretz Yisrael, you can see gazelle there running around. So this is from a gazelle. I made a shefer from it, but it's a small shefer. So small shefers never blow so nicely. You could be Yitzhak. That's from a gazelle, which is also kosher. And now the next one is the tzvi, which is quite different to other horns, and it's not even called the horn. If you see, that's from a deer. There are a lot of different type of deer. So this is a brown deer, I think. And this is a shefer, which is pasul, which the Shulchan Aruch says, chen kane roiva chayos. Yeah. Now, why roiva chayos? It's the only one like this. So I saw the Mishnah Berurah, what he quotes is the Mishnah Yosef, who quotes the Ramban, who says, chen kane roiva chayos, which are not hollow inside. But in a different place, the Ramban says, so there must be a mistake in the Ramban in one place, and it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, the one which is a mistake, because there is only this chayeh which is hollow from the kosher, which is not hollow from the kosher animal. So the Shulchan Aruch say, why is it possible? Because it hasn't got a zachus, he hasn't got the inner core. Shehem etzem echod, it's only one bone. So we explained before that Karne roiva chayos are like the ram, which is the bone inside, and the shefer outside, so there is, it's hollow, and that's why it's kosher. The only one which is not like that is the antler. It's called the antler because it's completely different. It grows differently. It's not keratin like the other shefers. It's a bone. It's just a bone. It's a type of bone which grows out of the animal, and they shed it every year. They grow a new one. So the deer doesn't keep his horn for life. Every year he gets new ones. It grows to 2.50 meters. He has got some every year, a new one. So if you look at where it's attached to the head, you don't see a bone. It's not a bone. It's only one bone. It's one piece. And therefore it's possible, because it's not called a shofar, it's not called a, because it's not a pipe. It has got
how
no...
How do you blow it?
So that's the question everybody asks, how can you blow? So for the second one here, which I made to a shaper. You see it, I shaped it for mouthpiece and I made a hole, but obviously I couldn't come out, couldn't go bend, so I made another hole here, it comes out here, and it blows. So technically you could blow with it. Kol HaKol is kosher, it would be kosher to blow with such a... The call is fine, yeah. It's not amazing, but it's fine, and it's possible because it's not hollow. The next one is yachmur, so that's a big one. Yachmur is the antelope. There are over 100 types of antelopes, and everyone has got a different a different horn. So that's the most known one that you must have seen in the castle, some temonym blow with it. So this one is still in a natural shape. It maybe has been dyed, I don't know. I just bought it for 25 quid. So somebody didn't know what it was and he sold it. So this is an antelope, a kudu antelope. There is a lot of...
It grows like that?
Sorry?
That's the shape when it grows?
Yeah, that's the shape. It grows like this.
It grows hollow?
So there is a core inside, but it's out now. You can see it's hollow.
How do they get the core out?
You straightened it?
No. You just bang it and it just comes out. In a spiral. It dries up. When it's dry, you take it out. Yes. Now, there is another, this is also from a type of antelope, I forgot, a sable antelope, it's called. There is another antelope here, which is this one. Also called antelope, it's also from a type of antelope. Yes, antelope is kosher, that's the one of the chayes which is kosher. The akoi is a lot of translation, every translation is different, but we'll go with the translation of oryx. Oryx. Yeah, it's pictures here. That's the deer. We've all seen a deer. That's the oryx, which some say is the re'em, which is mentioned in Chazal, v'kane re'em kanov, bo'em ami menagach. So it's got straight horns, which are quite dangerous. They can kill a lion with those horns. It's quite pointy. With one knock, they can kill a lion. So this is the dishoin, the akwe, which is translated. The Targum says dishoin. The reime. The Targum translated reime, and this is the horn. Those you can buy in at the store. They sell it ready made. What a deep sound.
It should be bent, you
know. Sorry?
It should be bent.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But that's how it grows, more or less. Straight.
That's how it grows, yeah. It's not straightened, it's not changed anything. Yes, so I'm going to make a sequel of the. Okay, we're not going to have time to do everything. So we holding back. I missed out one. The akoi first comes the akoi. The akoi the Targum translates Yoel Yale the Yoel, which Rashi and Tosfos says Steinbock. So that's the most impressive and the most difficult one to get hold of. And this is from ibex, which you can see in the Swiss mountains high up. This is an ibex, which is a yoel. So interestingly, this is something you can see in Eretz Yisrael. They've got this ibex growth. It's called, because there are a lot of animals are called ibex, and this one is called the Sinai ibex, because you can find it in Eretz Yisrael in the mountains, in the hills. And that's what the Mishnah is mentioned in Shel Yoel Poshut. And why is the Mishnah talking about a Yoel, just a Yoel? Because that's another difficulty. Why is it called Poshut? It's not straight. It is curved. Okay? So I was tempted to say that maybe the maybe the Yoel is this, which is Shamoy, which is something you find in the French mountain high up. And chamois there. But the problem with, because this is straight, after you take off the bend here, because anyway you need to cut off, it would be straight. It wouldn't be such an impressive shofar. But, and I've got a raya from a medrash in Tehillim, but there is not enough time for that. But lemaise, it's not mistabo that that is the one we're talking, because it doesn't. You can't find it in Eretz Yisrael. So it says that the Ritva says that when it says shel yoel poshut, it's lav dafka shel yoel, any animal which is poshut. But why is it says shel yoel? Because that's the one they used to blow in the Bisa Mikdosh. In the Bisa Mikdosh, they had the shofar from a yoel, from a ibex. It says umpiv metzupezov. So the Mishnah is telling you a story that in the Bisa Mikdosh they used to blow with a yoel poshut umpiv metzupezov, and there were chatzrises from both sides. Now why? So lemaise, we had the question, why is it called poshut? So the Meiri says, kloimar shehu yisa poshut mishel ayil. So that's the machlokes, if you should take ayil, kofuf, or yoel, which is more poshut. Means it's not as twisted as the ayil. So let's go, summary of the list. So, 1 minute, we're not finished. We had the akoy, the Dishon, which was constantly the Oryx, the Dishon, then Se'oi, the Zomer. Se'oi is a big machlikas, but the Targum says Teobolo, which means Sher a wild ox. So the problem is it a Chaya or Behemoth? What is a Te'oi? So it's a big machlikas what it is. Some want to say it's the bison or the buffalo, which is a Chaya. And the nafkamina would be legabe the dam, kisya dam. So it's a sofek if a buffalo is a behemoth or chaye. Two nafkaminas, if you've got to do kisya dam, and if the chelev is muta, because chelev from a chaye is muta. So if the buffalo is a chaye, you can eat the chelev. If it's a behemoth, you can't eat it. So it's a sofek. And here is a shofar from a buffalo, water buffalo. So that is a shaila, because if it's an ox, then it's possible. If it's a chaya, it's kosher. So that is a bit questionable for shofar. So to summarize, the first one on the list is from ayil kofruf. Kofruf is even more important than ayil. Then we go to the goat, if we haven't got. And then you take the most twisted from any animal. So this one is quite kofruf. This would be the next choice. And this one would be the last one, like some of you mentioned, that because it's straight, it's completely straight, that would be the last one. So it's a nice shofar, but it would be the most bedieved to use for a shofar. That is from the eland, which is a type of chaya also. It's called the eland, with a D. It was made to a bedside lamp. It was a bulb here with a wire. Sorry? No, it's varnished. They varnished it. So I think we've covered most what we wanted to cover, and I hope it was enjoyable for you. Bye-bye.